Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
So in the first service, I tried to share something that I thought it's a good time to share. You know, you get to that point where you know that this thing is very necessary. We talk about it, and we talk about it with a heart of love and not with a sense of condemnation. We share it with a heart of sincerity, knowing that many of us, you know, really love God and want to serve God. Sometimes people are just ignorant, some people are naive, and sometimes some people know what they are doing, but they do not see it as harmful to others. So I will just talk about that a little bit, then I will get into what I want to share this morning. I'll be fine. And for all the services in this month, try to come early. We are going to do our praise like this before we sit. So if you come early, we'll enjoy the praise session. Towards the end, we are doing prayer. So we start with praise, we get into the word, we end with what? Prayer. So it's our five Sundays of extravagant praise and prayer. Yes. So let me say that my heart, my attention has been called to the way we dress whenever we're coming to church. And the statement might directly go to our ladies more than the men. And like I said, the reason is because 99.99% of the complaints about appearance and dressing has to do with our ladies. And I know that it is not to, like I said, it's from a heart of love. But when I start talking now, I might be a little firm, but understand that the word of God has to be preached with strength and it has to be firm. If nobody tells some people the truth, they will never know the truth. And the Bible says that you shall know the truth and the truth make you free. So the way many of us dress sometimes, or some of us dress, is not encouraging at all. There are different attires that are appropriate for different kind of meetings. When somebody is coming to church, where you're coming to serve the living God, one of the things you must have in mind is that you're supposed to appear decent. The Bible says, let everything be done decently and in order. My attention has been called to it. And like I said, I told them, I said, some of them are innocent. Some of them have not been told. Some of them grew up. Some people, while their children are 5 years old, 6 years old, they already dress them like naked people. And some parents do that. You're already giving a pattern. And by the time the child is grown up, they don't know how to change again. They just continue like that. And sometimes a little child about the age of 12, 13 is looking like a prostitute. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. That's the reason we have the high level of rape, all manner of terrible things happening everywhere. We are not conscious and we are ignorant of the devices of Satan. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9, I shared with them in the first service, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 9, please, I told you NLT, I don't know, you should always have that. Everybody, can we read it together? I want to go. Who is he talking to? So me too, I want to talk to women today. He says, I want women to be what? Modest in their act. It's an instruction. Because the church is not a place where you come to distract people. Everybody is permitted to come to church. People can come the way they are, week one. But when they come in and see the way the people inside are dressed, week two, they will change. But if the people who are inside also dress anyhow, dress in such a manner that is very provocative, it doesn't speak well of a believer. It doesn't. The Bible is very clear. I want women to modest. And somebody will say, my moderation is different from your moderation. See, that is what we call the spirit of secular humanism. My own right is my right. My wrong is my wrong. That is not the spirit of God.
Every person who has the Spirit of God can judge what is right and what is what wrong. When you stand before the mirror and you sincerely open up your heart, the Holy Spirit will tell you, my dear, this skirt is too short. Even when some people bend down like this, it is still too short. Some ladies know that the dressing of some ladies is annoying. That's why some ladies, when we are there with their guys, and the guy is looking like they say, take your face, take your face. Why is it taking? Let him put his face. They know that this, you can't, this thing is going to cause problem. The reason we have high level of pornography, when men see that thing on the streets, the next thing is they are going to their phone. They want to see more. Every time you dress in a skimpy manner like this, you leave so much to the heart to start thinking about. And it can be Satan's way of using you unconsciously as an instrument of seduction. When the people of this world begin to craft out the dressing and the kind of clothes they want to wear, most of the times, through satanic inspiration from the pit of hell, they devise patterns that draw attention to certain parts of a woman's body and patterns that emphasize certain parts. It is an agenda of hell to get attention so that certain people will be distracted. So a guy is struggling with pornography in his house, and we have preached and preached and preached, so he decides to stop. But the lady that sat by his side in the church is pornography chapter 2. So throughout the service, he's doing like this. Sometimes you cannot stand before some ladies and look at them like this and talk. You put your head down like this. Because what you are seeing is behold. It's terrible. And sometimes we know, people will say, I dress to kill. God will not make you a killer. And you will never dress to kill anybody. You dress to glorify. Somebody say, I dress to glorify God. Know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the living God, and the Spirit of God dwells inside of you? Your body is the temple of the living God. That pastor owns too much. The other pastor, know they talk about them. Maybe he likes it. Do you know there are some pastors who fight pornography and lust? They like it when they see it. We don't like it when we see it. And the men in this church don't like it either. I'm speaking on their behalf. They don't like it. So as daughters of Zion, princess, child of God, that understands who you are, the Bible says, let all the women be modest in their word dressing. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair and wearing gold or pearl or expensive clothes. The expensive clothes is not the problem. It's the show that is expensive. It is the show for everybody to see it. You understand what I'm saying now? Because they told you have hot legs, you are wearing clothes like this. Miracle, hot water upon the leg. Be careful. Ah, man, that baby get hot leg from that day. You know, sometimes, be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you listen to. Some people want to emphasize some part of their body intentionally because they know it will draw attention. Every time you try to draw attention to your body, you are causing distraction for another person. If you curse the believer for whom Jesus Christ died to sin, the Bible says that you are going to bear it. I can show you everything. I'll show you in the Bible. I'm not one of the pastors that preach noise. I preach sound gospel. And when I preach it, I prove it from the scriptures clearly. Please, I want to beg us, change and adjust in the way you dress. Don't wear clothes that the cleavage is already there. I told you I went for a wedding ceremony and the girl catching the bouquet. It's a bouquet, they call that stuff. Yeah, the bride's lady, they were going to throw the bouquet. When they threw it, as soon as he jumped like this, it came out. All of us saw it. Everything came out, and she fell down because she caught the bouquet and fell forward. When she stood up, everything has gone. Obeti Danu. All the men there saw it. It's not a matter of everybody saw it. And they saw it. Sorry. Everybody helped her. She could not do she bridesmaid again. Shame. She had to carry herself and went to hide. And thank God the wedding was almost over. Bouquet time. So she just had to go and stay at the corner. Everybody saw it. It's a public embarrassment. But you see, sometimes we do not understand. We just do it anyhow. And that person, nobody is talking about it. See, if nobody is saying something, the reason it has gotten to that point is that one of the ways this generation or the media of this world tries to push something on us is that they will show it the first time. We complain small. They will now show it again. It will now be normal. So whenever it's happening, everybody says, okay now. Before, you and I know, if you see a lady that dressing, everybody will start shouting, now it's normal. As they are passing like that, people say, I'm going to say, an animal full everywhere now. They say, Nigeria, Nazoo. You see, all those things they are saying is satanic language to demean the human beings and make us feel like we're not useful. I want to beg you, if you enter some university gates, I told them, from the gates, you already will start carrying your shawl to cover your body like this. Because the security people have been told not to allow them enter the gates. You work in a corporate organization. You cannot sit down naked in the office. You can't go for a board meeting half naked. You can't go for a board meeting with your skirt like this, or your skimpy like this, or you wear a transparent net, or a leggings that is showing all the contour, the menorah, varona, or whatever they call it. Everything is showing. And some people don't care, just going like that. It is what the Bible calls it, shamelessness. Satan has so put that on them, they are not ashamed. Then you tell a believer, carry the Bible and go and preach, I'm ashamed. You are dressed as a queen and you are ashamed. Another person is dressed like something else and the person is bold. Something is wrong. Daughters of Zion, it is a church of the living God. When we come here, we don't come to see men. We come to serve a holy God. And can I tell you the truth? You are already naked before God. So any other naked head you are putting is for men. So adjust it, so that men will not be seeing the nakedness. Some fellow females started lesbianism because of what they saw with some other girls. The spirit entered them and they followed up on that girl and said they will befriend her. That's how lesbianism started. I beg you in the name of Jesus, with a kind heart, with a heart of love. This is a church that embraces everybody. We love people. People want to give us a bad name in the community by saying that the church, they always dress naked. It's a lie. We are not naked people. If anything is wrong, we will correct it. We will get better. And I know that every daughter of Zion has heard me very well today. And I know from next week there will be adjustment. People will now know that this is church we are going to honor God and not to reveal our body. And I also encourage you, when you go outside, don't reveal your body. Please. If you are a father, don't allow that girl to go out like that. Call her. Tell her in love. You can't go out like this. I'm sincere. When you marry your husband, if he wants you to be naked, you can be naked. Then you enter the hand of your husband. The husband says no nakedness. There will be no nakedness. Anything men endorse is what women do. Because women try to make themselves object of attraction to men. So most of the nakedness we see today is men that permit it. Some people like it. Because when your babe dresses anyhow, you say, babe, what's this? Where are we going to? Say, no, you can't follow me like that. I can't be bold to follow you like this. What did I do? I bought this gown. Say, if you bought it, go and throw it away. If you use my money to buy, return my money. You carry my money to buy this thing. Next time when she comes around, you see her, she will dress like a queen. And when you walk with her, people will give you rep. But when a guy is walking with a lady that is almost half naked, they already have everything to their mind to think that the guy is a very nonsense guy. The babe is nonsense part two. Nonsense walking on the road. That's how people think. I love you, and I'm saying it with my whole heart. Please, I beg you, in the name of Jesus, for the sake of the children that you will give birth to, and for the sake of God Almighty that you have come to serve, dress very well. You are mothers. Another generation will be counting on you. If we continue like this, what will we hand over to the next generation? Naked people? No, God forbid. And I believe every daughter of Zion has heard me here. Every woman of virtue has heard me here. You will not have to regret your life in the name of Jesus. You will be so beautiful in your character that your body will not be the point of attraction again in the name of Jesus. People will now desire the quality of your virtue and not your curves in the name of Jesus. All of your body will glorify God. In Jesus' name we pray. And for the men that came to report, we are sorry. Emma Binusiwa, we have addressed the matter. You will no longer be distracted. The same thing applies to phone. When you are pressing your phone, you are distracting your neighbor. On Instagram, like, follow, like, you are distracting your neighbor. When you came to church, you came to hear the voice of God. You came to hear the word of God. Are we here together? So I want to beg you, don't distract another person. Your own word will come. Your life will be blessed. But by adventure, you are pressing your phone and the word of God that you're supposed to receive has been said. You didn't hear it because of distraction. Nobody will lose because of distraction in the name of Jesus. It is well with us in Jesus' name. I'll share a few things with us this morning. We are going to pray. 5 Sundays of extravagant praise and prayer. We have praised already. We are going to pray next after this. You know, last week I started talking about soul ties, covenants. In the month of February, is that not? So I thought a lot of things and I realized, like I said, that a lot of people were really blessed. I saw it. We got feedbacks. Pastor, I never knew I had a soul tie like that. My eye just opened. Ah, I've come out. I'm not doing that thing again. I said, good. Oh, Pastor, this wise things coming here and there. Then I also got news of some people who said, Pastor, I really want to come out. I don't know how. It's not easy. It's still tying me. I'm trying. I understand. So that's why I decided to prepare this message today that will be the thing that will strengthen you. I've told you, many people don't know that the reason they have hormonal imbalance is soul tie. What you call distorted thinking, inability to have clarity of vision, is soul tie. When the vision of a person's life is attached to another person's life, when the person leaves you, you don't have a vision again. I said that's the reason why some women don't have vision. Because they were once with a guy that looked like he had vision. Then when he broke the relationship, he took his vision away from her. Then she lost her own sight of seeing. Some people stay with guys for 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. No vision. The only thing the guy is planning is just to go and open shop for her. You will go and buy machine, buy clothes. She did say she does not want to do any sewing. Just to keep her busy. He open shop for me. Shop for what? Except you are very sure of what you want to do with that shop. Do you know how many people that after the relationship the shop closed? They sold all the machine. The guy used it to keep her busy until he was getting whatever he wants. By the time he was tired, he carried his bag and she's remaining there. Nothing to do with the machine, nothing to do with the shop. Everything is over. My own assignment is to teach you the sound truth of God's word. One of the things that I have covenanted with God by the mercy of God, listen, 2007, 19 years, how many years ago? 18 years ago, is that not? 18 years ago, in the University of Lagos, I was ordained a reverend minister as an apostle to preach the gospel of Jesus. And I know my calling. I have carried that calling for a long time, intentionally building lives, changing lives and transforming families. A lot of families that I can, countless. This morning I still have a call for another family booking for counseling, serious one, you know, and all that. And I pay attention to those things. If the truth of God is taught from a source like that, embrace it. Don't embrace falsity. Don't embrace somebody who says, just do it anyhow, whatever you like. No, you can't get anything like that. I know that both you and myself, we don't have too much of time on earth. David said, teach me to number my days so that I will apply my heart to wisdom. If your soul is tied to another person's soul for 15 years of your life, do you know what it means? 5 years of your life, 7 years of your life. No vision, visionlessness, just going like that. There are some women that have soul tie with their sons. The boy cannot marry. There are some girls that have soul tie with their father. The father has been sleeping with the young girl. These are demonic things happening everywhere. Some people cannot speak out what they are going through. I told you about the girl whose father runs after her in the night. She ran away. I was a young pastor when she came to beg me to be sleeping in my house. And I said, it's not possible. I'm not part of those that will take that. I had to introduce her to somebody else to help her. These are the things that the devil, because the world lies in wickedness. And that's why you have to be sober and vigilant. Yesterday in the school of ministry class, I was teaching them 4 sex predators. Many girls are very ignorant. 4 ways any guy can enter into your body. I made it easy. I would have said into your pants. 4. You can't beat it. 4. The only way you can beat it is superior intelligence. And there are many people that are wallowing in that place. And Satan is excited. And the guys, some of them are happy, but they don't know that they have been caged soon. And the devil is just having a few days. But we must stop that devil. Tell your neighbor, we'll stop that devil. In the name of Jesus. When I started that teaching, I emphasized something, and I will just use that to build a little bit so that we can understand why many people need deliverance from all these things. If only deliverance from all these things. Deliverance I'm talking about is not that they put me on 32 days deliverance agenda. This morning, by the end of this service, when I finish now, people will be delivered already. But when I hand over your deliverance to you, you must know how to hold it. Sometimes you have given the deliverance to people, but they don't know how to hold it. They go back again. And I told you last week that if you go back, the devil will go and get seven more demons stronger than the one that came initially. And it's always difficult the second time. That's why you see when people have started that cycle of deliverance, they'll go the first time, will not finish. They'll go the second time. Why? The pastor does not know, or they did not tell the pastor that they're always going back to that thing. And whenever they go back again, the demon will gather more demons. So it's demonic fortification has formed a spiritual stronghold and a mental stronghold. Do you know that when you try and try and try to break out of something and you cannot break out, a mindset is formed that it is impossible to come out. It's a mindset. I did it not too long, and I was sharing with somebody the other day while we're at the farm. I said, look at that chicken. Release the chicken. When I release the chicken, after it has been tied for a long time, move away from there. It will not move on. It will stay around there. It will just be going around there. It has been there for some weeks, tied down. So when we lost everything and left the chicken, it refused to go far. In the mind of the chicken, I am still a slave. I am still a slave. I am still a slave. That chicken can be there for as long as until you intentionally maybe carry it and throw it away or push it and tell it move. Then it will dawn on it. In fact, when you push it sometimes, you still stay there for a while. I'll be doing like this. I mean, that's how many believers are. They come to church. Christ has set us free, but they are still held in their mind. One of the things that we will do today is a spiritual deliverance and a mental deliverance. That's the kind of prayer I'm going to pray. I want you to know that God wants you to live a free life, because these things are carryovers that enter marriage. These things are carryovers that enter marriage. These things are carryovers that enter marriage. That's why we have many marriages distorted, scattered. It is not by doing wedding. You can spend 10 million on wedding, and the wedding will look as if they did iron bender welding. But when you do the right thing, you know the truth. No devil can mess up in your space. They don't do that thing. I know a lady that was, don't tell me that. My own marriage will work. I didn't like all these kind of things. A story. When you do what you're supposed to do, then it will work. You can't continue to brag and not do the right thing and say it will work. It will not work. It's not a curse. It is, life is predictable. Success or failure is what? Predictable. How people give devils access into their lives. I want to start a little bit today. Do you have all those pictures? I want to start a little bit today by showing us parents in the house. How many of us here are married people in the house? Just wave your hand. You're married. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, okay. Some of us are married to be. Let me share. I shared something in the first service that I want to share. I said that the kingdom of darkness is weaponizing the systems. These are the cartoons that your children watch, or your brothers or your younger sisters watch. Is that not? Disney, The Old House. This is a purely demonic cartoon. It promotes witchcraft, spell, demonic beings in ways that make them seem very funny and harmless. And the child will be watching it. As the child is watching those kind of things, demon spirits. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? What's that? No, go back to the one I showed you. You are rushing. Stay on that one. When I call the name of you, we'll move. Amen. Are we here together? Somebody's family will receive deliverance. Some of you will need to go back home and put hand on the head of that your younger brother. And say, every spirit that has entered you unconsciously, come out in the name of Jesus. Why? Some dimensions of stubbornness is no longer natural. It's a spirit. Little children, small children, from the age of 12, 13, they're already having seduction. You can literally see that this girl is carrying the spirit of seduction. You can see it. You can literally see it. It is part of the things they are watching. They're small, some boys, they already have the spirit of wickedness. Wickedness, they're wicked. I was telling my wife, when they were doing open day, I was asking the parents. I said part of the question, I wrote 13 questions to ask the teachers. I did not pay school. Thank you for telling me to do what you are. This woman is a blessed woman. Can you put your hands together? She's told me that I should call the open day, or that I should be the one to call. I know that she can call. So I said, have you visited before? She said, it's an online thing. I can call them. Now I should call them. So I sat down and I organized 13 questions that I would ask the teacher. If I, when I know the teacher would have been, if I, one of the teachers said, sir, we have been hearing about you and your church, we are very happy, we are excited, I say, God bless you, God bless you. How does my child behave? Is he a bully? Does he attack other children? How does he respond to teachers? When you tell him something, does he prove stubborn? Does he turn anyhow? I ask those questions. Academically, what is his learning pattern? Does he get tired easily? Does he get weak? Does he feel frustrated when he's corrected? How does he react? I asked 13 questions and I wrote the things down and I said, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank God for those teachers, they paid attention. She could tell me things. She could give me clarity. She said, oh, whenever you do this kind of assignment, see how you respond. Whenever I do this, I said, what do you think we can do at home to help the child? Some people send their children to school, left it for teacher. After we finish giving children assignments in children's church paper, some parents will not do it. They will not do it. Memory verse to recite so that the word of God can enter their spirit. They will not. They will take that paper home and say, make it, they go. Yeah, they go to church. They go to church. Enter there. Our children's church is not. That's why I said we are going to change that place. When people come to the children's church here, there will be children. They will not want to go home. You will be begging them. Time is coming. It's just some little resources here and there. Because catching them young is one of the best ways to do it. If some of us had a good foundation, what you're struggling with today, you will never struggle with. I told you, I have never known pornography in my life. When they tell me people are doing pornography, I don't know what they are doing. Pornography. How now they enjoy them? I don't understand. I've not done pornography in my life. I'm telling you. I say they are hooked to addiction, pornography. Where? How? I've never. I'm telling you. I've never done pornography. I've never. The environment you grow up determines what you do. My friend that tried to take me to the place for the first time went to buy blue film for the first time. After that day, when my parents caught me at home, you know, pornography is different. I saw it, then I'm addicted. No, what's addiction? They say people are masturbating. I don't know how. I'll be exciting myself. No, it's rubbish. Does that make sense? A man that has beer, kiss a man. I want no beer. He does not make any sense. In a sane world, no, it can't happen. A man like me, you have beers, I have beers. God punish Satan. It cannot happen. It cannot. Those are demons that have spread into our system, creating soul ties and connections. And some of these movies are the ones that teach this thing. This particular movie, that's what it shows. They show that they normalize rebellion against authority. So some of those children will rebel against authority and they will feel good and they will go free. Then the movie will let it slide. So when you do it, your son will come and do like that. And you say, I'll beat you. Don't want me to buy. I'm more about to be. You want to try it? If I look at you, you sit down. Then a level will come. I will not be doing harsh. Because I know that as they grow, they need more words than action. The Bible says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it out. I would have been a serious, terrible gambler. I used to play snooker gamble. Exchange of money number. Nigerian Naira, I can cost five number. 2-1, if you get 5, if you get 4, we'll be calling it. Roll dice. My dad caught me where I was playing snooker. I used my hand to beat wall. Flog wall. I flogged the wall. Nobody wall. I was flogging the wall. You know when you're flogging the wall? I felt electric shock that day. I can still remember the snooker board. It's encounter. Encounter. If you have an encounter, you will know. You can't forget it. I had an encounter. It was a midweek service. They were in church on Tuesday, midweek service. And I went to play snooker. He came back and he saw me. Oh, God bless the man of blessed memory. He's blessed. Today I can recount those disciplines and how some of them shaped our lives. If not, we would have been vagabonds. Where are you coming from? By 12 o'clock, they'll wake you. You'll take your cane. 6 o'clock is morning prayer. 12 o'clock is discipline. I did it to the extent that I'll go and tie palm leaf for my father to fall. You know palm fond? And say, I'll tie it. The other person say, if they flog, you go and rub chicken shit. It will attack the person back. So, is anybody here with me? When those things are happening like that, you will just know in your mind, many things happen. We need to prepare ourselves. There's another one, Adventure Time. See, that one is filled with occultic symbols. Dark magic, Adventure Time. Dark magic, that's what is filled with that one. Apocalyptic themes, some characters openly reference demons and demonic possession, witchcraft. They glorify strange and disturbing supernatural beings. They will be bowing down, glorify them. That's what your children are watching. Your brothers and sisters. Gravity Falls. There's one they call Gravity Falls. Little Demon. Put that Little Demon. There's one Little Demon. No, Little Demon. Did you get five of them? I sent about five. Many of them are demonic things. Yes. Miraculous. Tales of Ladybug and Cat. No. See, and your children will like it. They'll say, wow, mommy, I want to see it. Yes. Where's the other one? Put another one again now. Another one. This one, Gravity Falls. These ones are full. This one is subtle. The way they project demon in this one is quiet. Everything looks so normal. But when they were projecting, these ones, they know how to read magic spells. They'll be reading it. You know when they are reciting, chanting all those rubbish. And the children will be hearing everything. And guess what? There is a demon factory in the Western world. Have you heard of the stories where a little child will just enter a class and carry the gun and shoot the colleague?
Yeah.
They are demons now. Those things are spirits. Kill him. Kill him. Kill him. Have you seen that the witches abroad, they don't work at night. They are daytime. You see, Nigerian witches are very weak. How can you be flying at night when nobody will see you? In the Bible says arrows that fly by day and by night. When they are flying by night, they are weak. When they fly by day, oh more sure. The demon, the witches abroad, they are not hide. They don't hide. They tell you, I'm a witch. And they do their meetings. And they cast their spells. And they do a lot of things. These are the people organizing all these movies. Many of them. Ricky and Morty. Sabina the Teenage Witch. Yes. It's cartoon. It's cartoon. Yes. Ricky and Morty. Sabina the Teenage Witch is there too. Sabina. Put Sabina the Teenage Witch. By the time people finish watching all these things, how will they grow up and be normal? Then you will see some people abroad, they say, I have dual personality. One voice will speak as a man. Hey, what's up? Then the next moment, hey, what's up, baby? The next moment, one person. And John Lalongbenue. Demons. Now, all these things are the Satan's messed up with young people, teenagers. Then for teenagers, Gen Z is music. Subtle. Some music, they'll just go soft. Some of you have them in your phone. You have demons in your phone. You unleash them. Every time you put your earpiece, you have unleashed demons. If I preach something to you and it looks like you don't understand it, go and sit down and learn. When somebody is on the mountain is talking, a person in the valley will say, he's talking. No, don't talk. Beg and pray God to bring you to the mountain. Then you will see what is at the mountaintop. There is an agenda of Satan to ensure that this generation will suffer. I read in the book of Revelation, the Bible says that the devil is going, doing it quick, because he knows that his time is very short. Man, look at that's what teenage girl, watch witchcraft, witch broom, everything. And by the time you see it, your children are doing like that, you just see a small boy who just try to practice it on the sister. Sit on the head, sit on the head, sit on the head. Woo! As he's shouting, there are children doing like that, the girl has died. The parents came back and met a dead body. And it's the boy that came. How would your boy grow up and you tell him that he killed his sister? That's trauma for life. Be sober, be vigilant, for the devil, your adversary, is going about like a roaring lion, seeking for who to devour. Some people, the addiction that they grew up with from age 12, 13, 14, it was through all these things. They started watching some things and the demons entered. The demons were entering. The music. You are listening to a song where somebody is singing all the things that they are saying. They say, shoot me the arrow of love. He enter me. It has entered. Oh, Wale. You were not the Sopoko Wale. You said you should enter. To the boo. My boo, 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 boo. As you are doing boo, 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 Satan is saying, continue. He's excited because he's a very wicked person. I'll show you something, though, what I'm preaching today. Don't joke with it, though. If you joke with what I'm saying, that means you have decided to joke with reality. We are not rehearsing life. Life has started. So people think they're still doing rehearsal. It is appointed unto man once to die. After death is judgment. Those that left 2 years ago, have you seen them here again? They will never be here again. They're gone. All their assignment, everything is expired. Is anybody going to see here now? Are you getting what I'm saying here now? So if you want total deliverance, there's a way to get it. Soul ties create those deliverance. The music you listen to, the people that are celebrities that you praise, the kind of music, the movies that you watch. You know, when you see those movies, they are intentionally designed with an agenda. Some movie, they are designed to pass hate, some revenge. Have you seen some real terrible American horror movie that will show some terrible things? They are designed to pass those things. And every time those things are done, there are seven mountains of influence. Some of us are not aware. We have seven mountains of influence. And these mountains of influence, there is a battle in every mountain to be at the top, to win and to conquer. We have the mountain of media and communication, the mountain of entertainment, arts and culture. Entertainment, arts and culture. We have the mountain of family. We have the mountain of what? Business and finance, religion. We have the mountain of politics and governance. Each of these, if I emphasize the mountain of politics and governance to you today, some of us will be crying. You will cry. You cry. Most of the leaders, they are just used by Satan. They are hired agents. They don't know. Ibrahim Babangida came back the other day with his book and started telling us he's evil. I thought they were supposed to carry him and jail him and say, spend the rest of your life there. But nothing. Satan has finished using him, taking his productive life to ensnare a whole generation and tie them in bondage. Put the Igbo people fighting against the Hausa people and the Yoruba people. Tie tribal war everywhere. And now he's old. He has paralyzed him with something and left him. He's now there, announcing the tales of his wickedness. And nobody can hold him. One man ensnare a whole generation. And he's doing a book launch, they're buying it. I don't expect anything like that. No, the things that were said, how can you be explaining how something was done? That you are all this, you did this, and people are, everybody's okay. No, it doesn't make sense. In a world that is civilized, those kind of things will not be accepted. It is part of the gimmicks of Satan. Those men, they are not doing those things by themselves. So I guarantee you, many of them don't know. The Bible says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Listen, it said, but against principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness. Rulers, those are political terms. Hello, those are what? Principalities is a prince over a territory. Those are political terms, like a local government chairman. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Against powers, that's like a governor. Then against rulers of the darkness of this age, those are like presidential heads everywhere. Then against spiritual hosts of wickedness, those ones, they don't hold political powers. They give power to political power holders. They don't hold power. They give power to people who hold power. They are called spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. When they start, they know what poverty can do. So I told you that some girls are where they are. They can't come out. Oh, cause no, whoa. They should not have the boy paying the school fees, the boy sponsoring everything. Why will she not give all her life? Even if you take her out, you say you are a bad person, you are wicked. Where do you want me to survive? Poverty. Just imagine that everything she has, she can meet her needs. Will she find herself there? Some of us, but know that poverty is not stupidity. They're not the same. Am I talking sense to somebody here? Know these things. Hold on to the truth. Make up your mind and say, I will have a good life. I will have a good family. I will have a beautiful destiny. No matter what Satan plans, my children will be glorious. No matter what hell does, I'm going to stand out. And how can you secure this liberty? That's the only thing I'll share today. Your liberty is in the word of God. Write it down. The word of God. The word of God. The word of God. And you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Make you free. If you go to the mountain of finance of power and see how many men have sold their souls to Satan, people have churches like this where they are just doing it for doing sake. Do you know that there are hospitals where the owner of the hospital has a mandate with hell to donate 12 lives every quarter, 2 per month or 3 per month, must. These are not people who die. The one that died by mistake, no. The one they will kill and donate the blood. That's the hospital you entered, and you are not spiritually fortified. Ah. We invited a guest here the other time, and she came and was telling us that the owner of the place where she runs her hospital told her that I can give you this space. You don't even need to pay. All you need to do is that you'll be giving me one for so and so period of time. I get one. May we enter the agreement and the covenant. You are fine. Continue your business. Just to run the hospital, a demonic force is demanding blood. So that place will be an altar. You call it an hospital, but it is what? An altar. Powered by Satan. He has died. They have died. They have died. Some people did not die. They killed them. It was intentional. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Husband and wife. Go and see it on the internet. The other day, a lady caught the penis of the husband. As she caught the penis of the husband used the last power. Kill her. Both of them died. That is what you call violence. They are spiritual wickedness. They are violent spirits. They are taking over the world. And can I tell you the truth? The darkness will be very intense. But you and I must wake up as light. If we don't, if your light does not shine, they will swallow you. Because if you cannot beat them, you will join them. But I'm the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. You must make up your mind that you know who you are. We are in the dispensation of knowledge, knowing who you are. You will know that your marriage is an assignment to raise a generation, not to be driven by lust. I don't enter marriage because of my shape and my curves. I enter marriage because of the shape of the destiny and the curves of glorious lives that I must raise. Yes, then you will see a woman stand up and she will tell herself, now I know the truth. When people are in darkness, Satan can do anything. In darkness, Satan can do anything. Don't be ignorant. Don't allow the devil to make a mess. So you must hold the word of God in high esteem. When somebody came and said, Pastor, I'm trying. I don't know what to do. I really want to come out. I know the problem. The problem is that you don't know the word of God. I gave you a diagram, a picture of like somebody, people with chains, demonic chains like that. Show it. Let me explain something with that. It's not very clear here. I don't know why. Each of these entities have chains on their neck. The chain is held by this so-called strong man. This guy is carrying the Bible, which is the word of God. It is the word of God that we use to shatter chains, not motivational talk. Many people do not know where they carried grief and bitterness from. Somebody shared with them. They did not have. That's why when somebody comes and say, wait, you must have a defense for anybody to share anything with you. Some people are suffering the problem of another person. What somebody shared that entered them as a spirit. Words are what? Spirit. When I taught the school spiritual warfare, I was teaching one of the classes, spiritual warfare, some time ago, Advanced School of Ministry, I teach spiritual warfare, to how there's a reaction that something can be coming from somebody and can enter the counselor, and the counselor will start having marriage crisis, solving people's marriage crisis. God. Don't be among those that are ignorant. If you are just going anyhow like that, Satan is just saying, this one is part of our own. But when you know who you are, listen, let me show you. If a woman becomes self-aware and conscious of who she is, she naturally becomes a threat to a weak man. He's afraid. If I marry this one now, he's afraid. Whereas he's supposed to be excited if he is also a strong man. Because two are better than one. But if he cannot do anything and she's aware and he marries her, he will clip her wings. Frustration, bitterness, quarrel. Those are all of Satan's weapon. Why? The awareness of the woman created a consciousness in her that she's not supposed to be small. The myopic mind of the man could not hold a strong woman. So the only way he could handle it is to suppress her. So the glory of many women are trapped in their marriage. Their union with that man has trapped their destiny. Whereas some people, they had little strength. They connected with a strong person, a strong woman, and is willing to follow and learn and grow. Then they powered their light together, and somebody who would have never had any light became a great person. Who you partner with matters. Does anybody get what I'm sharing today? I'm preaching a very random message. Can you hear? Everything is just random. Just listen to me. I will pray with you now. We'll close. So get it right that Satan is not sleeping. Satan is walking. And you and I must understand that we must walk too. Everything is an agenda. United Nations, they have their agenda. World Health Organization has its agenda. They are not just giving money to people, World Bank, for nothing. Some of the monies that are given to people is because a borrower is servant to the lender. And you are a lender, you continue to take borrow from that place, you'll be a perpetual servant, a slave to tribute to that particular person for life. The day you wake up and say no, they will revolt and say, what's this? Why are they coming out? And that's why Africa is such a dark continent that it has been for a long time. Why? Because the principalities and powers sitting over Africa, they are intellectuals. They are not black magic. They are brain, and they use control them. And they know that they have poverty in their midst. They know that if you can make people poor and poor and poor, anything you bring as relief, bread, they will eat and forget their inheritance. That's where we are. And Satan is doing his own with individuals. Demonic forces are doing with nations. And the influence of darkness is spreading. But I heard the word of God, and he said that the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Saviors shall rise out of Zion, and they will judge the mountain of Esau. Is there a savior in the house here today? Is there somebody who knows that you are not here for nothing here today? Is there someone who believes that I am a savior in that family? Stand up on your feet, say, I am a savior in that family. I want you to stand up and say, I am not here for nothing. I am born for such a time as this. I am born for this generation. I am born to shine my light. I am born to be a great person. I will never be small. Listen, Esther nearly settled in the palace. Then Mordecai wrote her a letter, and he said, could it be that you were born for such a time as this? Esther, wake up. If you sit like this, you will die, Esther. He said, but salvation will rise for Israel. If you fail to do what you will do and you die in shame, another person will rise in that family that God might use. But you make up your mind and say, I'm the one that God will use. Heaven will put a record on your name, a star of glory, that you are the beginning of a new order. You did not allow the devil silence. Many generations are suffering, and God is raising women, God is raising men everywhere. And you want to sit down and watch? Don't sit down and watch. You must tell yourself, God, I am partnering with you. I'm not part of the people that will be headman. I cannot come at come and multi jadano. So tie, say tie bow. To hell with so tie. You wake up and the guy say, I cannot leave you. I've left you long ago. He said, you cannot amount to anything if you leave me. He say, I cannot amount to anything. My eyes were blind. My eyes are now open. I have connected with light in Jesus. I'm no longer a slave. You come out with that light. Next years to come, you might see that person who eventually come and apply in your house as driver to wash your car. Is the person that's what is not making you tie down? I say, you can help me anytime I want to go out. He will be holding me. It's a spiritual rope. Cut it. It's not physical. It's not physical. It's what? Spiritual. That's why we are here. You take this instrument of the word of God and cut down. He says, casting down all imagination. The imagination that you cannot come out. The imagination that you cannot do well. The imagination that you are born to be small. The imagination that you are just an object to be used anyhow. You do what? You cast it down. And he starts saying, I am not like that. I am a chosen generation. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am the light of the world. A city set on a hill that cannot be hid. I am like the spirit. I blow wherever I list. And no man knows my direction. Satan, you cannot predict my life anymore. Demons, you cannot predict my going anymore. When I go and I come out, I surprise the kingdom of darkness. I am a sign and a wonder. Is there somebody here like that? I and the children that the Lord has given to me, we are for what? Signs and for wonder in this generation. So one devil is telling you that it will not work, that your marriage will not work. Look at your auntie Shadi, sister Bingbe, sister, all of them in the bloodline, they are like that. I changed my bloodline when I came into Christ. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Sir, it is not the head knowledge that delivers, it's the revelational knowledge. The word becomes flesh, the word becomes real, and you see it, so that if the devil comes here, you can knock him physically. The devil will say, get out of that man's space now, or else you'll be crushed. The devil knows those that he can hold bound. He knows those that he cannot hold. And I am raising an army that cannot be held. I'm raising an army that cannot be stopped. I'm raising men and women that can never be challenged. Families that will stop under the gate, they will stop every devil that is entering into the gates. Is there somebody like that here? Are you sure you are part of those in this church today? The reign of Satan and darkness over your family has ended in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, the dominion of Satan, the reign of Satan over my family his influence has ended today and forever. I can hear you say today and forever. Satan, your influence is broken. Your dominion is shattered. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Pray loud, pray loud, pray loud. As I'm praying right now, depending on your level of seriousness, somebody will enter a fresh light. Revelation will break forth to you. You will never be a vagabond. You will never be an ordinary man. You will never be an ordinary woman. Your glory will shine. You will not be cut short before your time. You are the city that is set on the hill. Are you taking this thing seriously? From the rising of the sun, go ahead and pray. To the setting of the sun, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai, Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be hallowed. Adonai, Adonai. Let me hear you, Adonai. Let me hear you, Adonai. Let me hear you, Adonai. The dominion of Satan is over. No more marriage without crisis. Every sickness that passes in my lineage, it has ended. In Christ Jesus, it cannot be passed. No way. That's why I'm in Christ. That's why I'm in Christ. Wherever you are, pray. To the setting of the sun. Your name is to be hallowed. Adonai. Adonai. Today we pray. See, it is the fervent and effectual prayer that delivers. See, as I'm talking now, the deliverance is handed over. Then you will go home and take scriptures. You can't just go like that and be, no, the devil will come and ask that thing that pastor said. This one, you are the one that will say, I now know the truth. My pastor has shown me, yes, and I have found it in scriptures too. That I am not a slave to Satan. I have found it that whatever is born of God overcomes the world. I am a child of God. I am not a slave. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Don't join the band of church. Go ask. They don't know the Bible. Any day the devil is like just like a chicken cage where they sell chicken. The day he wants, he will just take one and use that one as anything. Some people have yielded themselves as instruments of unrighteousness. Satan is using them to scatter families, homes. A lady will be going with gossip, scatter marriages. She does not know. It's Satan. They yielded themselves, and Satan will use them. A man will grow up in a family where bitterness is, and a lady with a gentle soul will mistakenly connect with him, and it will pass on bitterness. And if a woman is bitter and she trains children, she will drop traces of bitterness, except they enter a new agreement with a teaching like this, a community like this, that will now cast down those nonsense. Then you will see that sometimes as the girl, you will look at your mother and wonder, why is she behaving like this? If she's still there, but if she has come out, everybody will be rejoicing and say, wow, we were once in that. Do how people celebrate rubbish, celebrate nonsense. I will give you this illustration and we'll pray and close. I give it the first time, I'll give it in a different way in this service. Please, the men, please come help me here. Please, God bless you, help me. You can come around and help me. This illustration will help you. I want to put a picture in your mind. Don't just sit down. Please make sure you follow me. The Bible says he came to set the captives free. I went to camp some years ago and I went to pray. And when I was praying in the camp, God spoke to my heart and he showed me the scripture. And in that scripture, he showed me the scripture that talks in Isaiah. For the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to heal the captives, set the captives free, to preach a copy of sight to the blind, and deliverance to them who are oppressed. And he said, this is what you should do. And look at myself, I say, hey. That day he told me, sick people don't need consolation, they need healing. Because sometimes sick people will say, sorry. Say, there's no what they need healing. It dawned on me, I say, God help me. And we have entered the season of marvelous deliverance. Deliverance by the revelation of the word of God. Every member of this church, don't joke with the Bible. Don't. If other people joke, don't joke with it. Occultic people don't joke with their magic books and spells. People that they tell to recite something every day over their business. For the past 3 years, the woman has not missed it. Immediately she enters the front of her shop, that thing will ring in her. And she will chant the thing. And when she chants it, the doors will open and people will be showing up. The realm of the spirit, she is a slave to an altar used by devils and demons, but that's how she does her business. Then God will give us the privilege as children of light to use our weapon. Then we'll say, I'm really ashamed, I did not say it. Who will stop you now if you enter the front of your shop and you start saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I fear? When the enemies rose up and they came against me, they fell down. You know, nobody will fight you. It's easier to appreciate that than when somebody comes to front of their shop and say, everybody will be surprised. But when you, they will know that it's Bible. Yet many people cannot do it. You can't do it. Why? Because his devil will just block the mouth of the person. Don't say it. There is power in the word of God, though. If you don't know it yet, and sometimes when you see it, go to the print this thing out for me, paste it on your wardrobe, paste it. The more you are seeing that thing every day, which we behold, we are formed. At a particular point, you will not need to look at that picture again. What you have been seeing every day will sit in your mind. That is how me, I learned many scriptures. It's children's church they took us to. We'll be reciting. All of us will stay on the queue like this. This one will take one. That one will take one. When we were reciting, I didn't know what I was reciting. I would just be following them. Blessed is the man that walketh not in counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But it's like, I'll be saying it with so much of energy. You understand? Except the Lord build the house, the labor in vain that build this. Except the Lord keep watch over the city, the watchman watch and prevent. I'll be talking about this. When I now grew up and started preaching, then the Holy Spirit brought it to my remembrance. So sometimes I can preach a whole sermon and I have quoted, yeah. You'll be waiting to say, Pastor, I've not opened the Bible. The people know what they should be opening it. You're unleashing it like that. Why? The word of God is the sword of the spirit. What do you use that sword to do? To destroy jangling chains. I woke up this morning with this revelation. That's why I'm going to share it. Everybody look at this. When I woke up this morning, the revelation that came to my mind was simple. As I was scrolling through something, I just saw something and I caught light in it. And he said, Satan is not the prince of hell. He is the first prisoner in hell. Satan is not the prince of hell. He's the first prisoner in hell. The person that we're afraid of is a prisoner too. The illustration now came to my mind. If you go to prisons, those who have entered the prison before, usually they have the long-standing boss. Sir, he is also a prisoner, but in the prison, he is the boss. It's possible that his own sentence has been passed and he's 16 years or 20 or 13 years. Sir, he can't come out there for the next 30 years. But as long as a new person is coming in, he can deceive all of them to say that he can bring them out of here now. That have you bring you out of this place now? Have you sent one capo? They go kill, they attack you, and they can do those kind of things. Why? From inside that place, they have formed demonic and satanic wicked networks. They can send somebody to somebody's house and they say, then go bam. Tomorrow morning, you will hear the news is dead. But at best, he's still what? A prisoner. The bad thing about Satan is that his judgment has been decided already. And his place is the lake of fire, the bottomless pit. And he will be chained in eternal darkness. Sir, this Satan now decides, not him, it's not Satan. People are not Satan. He will now decide that, I don't have enough time. What can I do to ensure that at the end of the day, I'm the only one that will stay in this place? Why? Myself and my demons. Because hellfire is made for Satan and what? Demons. That's the original agenda of hellfire. God did not make hellfire for human beings. No way. God cannot plan hellfire for human beings. Only those who refuse the lordship of Jesus will end up in hell. So guess what Satan did? From the day he was thrown down here as a prisoner, Isaiah chapter 14. Put Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 14. From verse 12. This is how it started. Everybody, let's read it together. I want to go now. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground. Who do what? Say it's a warfare. You say no, nah, it's just a political. There is a step Germany will take now. Russia will resist it. Or somebody will say, no, we are spoiling the agenda. Because they know the agenda they have. And those men are not walking by themselves. They are walking by the rule of satanic forces of darkness. With plan and agenda to control the earth. But one day, the Bible says, the Son of Righteousness will arise. This Satan, not this one is not Satan, I've told you. He said, for you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. That was what caused his problem. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation of the farther side of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. I will be... This shows you political fight to coup d'etat, to take over the throne of God. Is that not what you're seeing there? That was the real problem. It's a government issue. It's a political struggle. Satan's plan was to take over the government of heaven and take over and start ruling all the angels. Why? He had seen that God had power. Power is strong. Power corrupts. And absolute power corrupts absolutely terribly. So he started shouting, we ascend above the heights of God. I will be like the Most High. Then guess what? Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depth of the pit. That's where he is now. He's just deceiving people there. Satan has been brought down to Sheol. Angel Michael in Revelation chapter 12 was sent down. He said to cast him down. And they have cast Satan down out. Then the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Revelation 12, look at my morning. Woe to the, it says Satan, the enemy, Satan has been released. While a day, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But sir, no matter what Satan does, they that know their God shall be strong, and they will do what? Exploit. You cannot be afraid of the Satan. You should know your own agenda. Every time you watch a pornographic site, they number you among the people promoting the agenda and contributing your offering and tithes to hell. Why? Every pornographic site, have I not told you that they have said it, that pornographic sites earn more money every year, more than Twitter and two other social media handles together, platforms together. As rich as those guys are, they say pornographic sites, they could make more money. The clicks, the likes, the entries into those sites, they are dangerous. Sir, it is an agenda. So you will now stay on the queue of among the people that will open for them. And each time you click, somebody makes money. So you are part of those that some contributed to build the empire of Satan. God forbid. It is that light that will make you come out. Say, how can I be partnering with Satan? Never, no more. Every year, Satan does an assessment of the number of marriages that scatter. If you don't hold your own well and it scatter, when they are counting at the end of the year, 3,477,000 marriages scattered, your own name will not be scattered. God forbid. Therefore, rejoice, O heaven, and you that dwell in them. He said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath. Why? Because he knows that he has a short time. So that devil will get this person busy, and he will just put this person with one kind of whatever. It might just be drunkenness. That person can be busy with drunkenness for the next 15 years of his life. From the age of 30, imagine connected to drunkenness for 15 to 20 years. By the time the liver is packed up, he cannot do anything useful again. Somewhere maybe around the late age of his life, Satan will now leave the person and say, I'm done with you. You know why? He likes to take productive years. If he uses a lady to misbehave very well, when she starts at 12, when she's 40, 45, going to, when nobody's looking at her again, and I'll say, leave that one. So she's now a random pick. And she knows by herself that I'm not sure of anything, so let me just be doing random pick. So this one will come, they will go, come, they will go. When she was young and had the flower of her age, when she would have had sense and do the right thing, Satan deceived her that you still have time, you still have time. It is the you still have time, oh, that some people discover that time does not wait. I told you, that's why David said, teach us to number our days so that we will apply our hearts towards wisdom. Remember now your creator. See, so this is the person who is a prisoner. Satan is not the prince of hell. He is only a prisoner. The first prisoner in where? Hell. Then he will now hold other people bound. Hold them bound. When the word of God comes like this, and you are preaching, if you go down to Isaiah there, there is something the Bible describes him. Verse 17. It says, verse Isaiah for hell. He said, who made the whole world wilderness and destroyed his cities? Who did not open the house of his prisoners? So that place, when he shuts a person down in pornography, in masturbation, in marital, do you know that the marital crisis some families are facing, eh, is a distraction? If that woman does not have marital crisis, her glory will be so massive. She will train her children well. The children will not have emotional trauma, rejection. So he will put the woman and the husband in serious crisis. While they are struggling with their crisis, they will neglect their children. Those children themselves become crisis. Those ones neglected will now enter classroom. You have now trained your child in the things of God, only for the teacher to call you that your child is saying crazy, mad, stupid. Somebody has put crazy, mad, stupid in the mouth of your child that came from a crisis home, has become a crisis, and is inflicting crisis. It is an agenda of Satan to keep passing it like that. If that woman's marriage worked, she would have focused on her children. She would have built a glorious home. So some of you that are still fighting battle with your husband, bitterness, anger, some relationship that people are in now, it's for the time being. After 6 years or 7 years, when the person is tired, they will say goodbye. Say, hey, I will kill myself. Satan will say, no, don't kill yourself now. Eh? I know when I will tell you to kill yourself. Pass the vibes of bitterness first. When you pass, you have like 300 people to pass it. When you pass, then I will take your life. Satan is a master idiot whose plan is that the prisoners must not go free. So when people are hooked, you'll be hearing them saying that, I don't know how to come out. Pastor, I've been trying everything. I cannot do it. They can't help themselves. You know why? If each of them try to come out, just try and see if you just stand here like this. Yes. The reason they cannot come out is that he's holding them with a chain. You saw the chain. So even if they try to go like this, you'll drag them. So when we bring the gospel, the Bible says, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them who are lost, whom the God of this world has blinded their eyes, so that the light will not penetrate. But sir, the light shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend the light. So when Jesus went to the cross of Calvary to die, the Bible says that he is that light that darkness cannot comprehend, that he went into hell, so light entered darkness. I don't understand what I'm saying now. Light entered. So as soon as the light was coming, one thing I know with light, every time heavy brightness of light comes, one of the things that people in darkness will do is that they will shrink at light. They can't stand. So Satan saw that light, and when he saw the person that was coming, the announcement was, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door. They now say, who is coming in? Who is person? He said, the King of Glory, the Lord strong. That shows you the time for battle, is that not? The Lord strong and what? Mighty. Then they announce a second warning. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And he didn't say, permit the King of Glory. No. He said, and the King of Glory shall come in. And when the King of Glory entered darkness, moved Satan out. Because this one's judgment have not been determined. They are only prisoners of their emotions, their desires, their flesh, their greed. He delivered them and led captivity captive and snatched all of them out. Who has brought us out of the dominion of Satan and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is where we stand. He now said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death. Then Satan is here crying.
And while he's crying, he's trying to seduce the people to come back. Anybody who goes back, they have gone by their seduction. Don't allow the seduction of Satan. Bible says, stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Don't be entangled by any yoke of bondage. The sustenance of these people here is the word of God. If they don't have the word of God, Satan can hold them bound again. So though they are Christians, they will be living the manifestations they call the works of the flesh, entangled and held bound, including witchcraft. Idolatry is the work of the flesh. But the Bible says, if the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. So when you know you are free, the mentality of freedom, there's a way you carry it. When you know that you are free, you can now do what you're supposed to do. Am I making sense? He said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Do you understand this revelation right now? Rise up, anybody sitting. We're going to pray for 2 minutes before we go right now. You're going to declare in the name of Jesus, everything that represents slavery, chains, bondage, strongholds in my mind by Satan, I declare today in the name of Jesus, they are shattered. They are shattered. My marriage is free. My career is free. My destiny is free. My life is free in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray right now? Is somebody praying? I can hear you pray. We have just a few minutes. Can you pray? We're almost closing. Can you pray?
Jesus, shake and shake me. Oh, Lord.
You just go ahead and pray. The chains are broken. The chains are broken. I am a free man in Christ. I stand in my liberty. I have authority. I am not in condemnation. I can break out of any addiction. No addiction is too strong. No chain is too strong. No soldier is too strong. Whosoever the Son of Man set free is free. Social media addiction. I am free. Abusive relationships. I am free. Mighty name we pray. Say, everyone in my bloodline, I speak to you because I am from that bloodline, transported now into the bloodline of Jesus. I snatch you out. You know the names of your brother, your sister, anyone that is not born again, anyone that is still visiting all strange houses. Begin to declare, I snatch you out. 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 Call your surname. And say, everyone there, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. No more marital delay. No more financial crunches. No more crisis. Repeated family patterns of sickness. No more. No more. The devil will tell you, who are you to snatch them out? I know you. You are still a sinner. Tell him no. I have made up my mind today. I can't go back to slavery. Today. I can't go back to slavery. Never. No chains are holding me. It's who I choose to be. I'm free indeed.
I'm free indeed. In Christ I'm free indeed.
No chains.
No chains are holding me.
Who I choose to be. Say I'm free
indeed.
No chains are holding
me.
It's who I choose to be. Say I'm free indeed.
some men in their 50s, 60s, 70s, when they look at their son, they are seeing the old version of themselves, and they will put their hand on their head. So they will call the boy and be warning the boy, I'm telling you, and the boy will not hear. You know why? He is blind. He does not know what the man is seeing. That man met deliverance, but in my lifetime, I have seen many sons that did not have a second chance to repent. They died in that. That's why when you hear the word of God, you don't harden your heart. You respond in love and say, Jesus, for loving me, I'll follow you. Some women look at their daughters the way the girl is going. She knows that this girl is like me when I was young, and she'll be crying and begging God. She said, you gotta. They are still talking in ignorance. When the devil has finished with the life and it has expired, it will go on the queue of the ancestors of men numbered among those that failed. Oh yeah, join the queue. Oh yeah. And there are many families that have the queue from generation to generation. Lift up your hands and I pray today. Every queue and cycle of repeated pattern of shame, disease, inability to rise beyond the particular limits, cycles of sickness, infirmity, demonic soul ties, marital crisis, financial crunches, to use men and leave them in their 50s and 60s to suffer to the end. Use women, and when they are 35, 40, 50, nothing more, drop them. That devil, today, hear the word of the Lord. Lose your grip over everyone in the name of Jesus. Everyone here, today, you are out as a deliverer in the name of Jesus. Through you, your family will see light in the name of Jesus. Saviors shall rise from Mount Zion, and they will judge the mountain of Esau. You are that Savior in the name of Jesus. I say you are that Savior in the name of Jesus. You are bringing them out of financial crunches. You are bringing them out of marital crisis. You are bringing out a lot of shame and disgrace. You are bringing the family out of that limit Satan has set. You are the beginning of a new order. You are the light that shines in darkness. You are the glory that cannot be stopped. You are the star that cannot be stopped. In the name of Jesus. And ye shall know the truth. This word you have heard today, may it remain in you as light. In the name of Jesus. Now, in the name of Jesus, I declare. Everyone that has been saying, Pastor, I cannot come out. I'm trying to break out, but it's taking me back. The spirit of might. The spirit of might that came upon Elijah and he outran the horse. Today I declare, Zuna Kavai de Rieneskopataya, that the spirit of God rests upon you in form of supernatural might. Everywhere you have been entangled to drugs, nicotine, addictions of lust, selfish desires, tied to hatred, bitterness, malice, unforgiveness, all manner, today I declare total freedom in the name of Jesus. You stand out in the name of Jesus. Every man, put your hand on your loins. The Bible says, while Levi was inside the loins of Abraham, everything Abraham was doing, it was credited to Levi. So they wrote and said, Levi gave his own tithe in the loins of Abraham. He was not born, but what his father did was credited. Those negative things can be credited, but we have put positive things in light now, so we are going to credit it. So every man, put your hand in your loins. Ladies, put your hand in your womb and get ready. I'll give you your confessions. Say, in the name of Jesus. Every man, I need a bold voice. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am a man of honor. Every seed locked up in my loins, they are destined for glory. I do not carry vagabonds. I do not carry drunkards. I do not carry non-entities. I carry great men, women of impact. They are locked up in my loins. My seed shall be great. They will dominate. They will rule the gates of their enemies. They will conquer in the name of Jesus. My seed will not be wasted. My seed will not beg for bread. My seed will not suffer in sin. My seed will not be enslaved by Satan.
Every seed locked up in my loins, shine. People give birth to sons that the devil hand over and they become vagabonds. They sell their father's property to smoke. It's a vagabond spirit. Everything they bought expensive, they will sell it quarter of the price to survive. It's a vagabond spirit. Every person whose brother or sister is caught in the web of the vagabond spirit that is always about selling family property, selling things, wasting things, I declare today, this light, wherever that person is, there is a supernatural hand resting on that person now. In the name of Jesus. Come back home in the name of Jesus. Come back home in the name of Jesus. Every woman, put your hand on your womb and declare in the name of Jesus. I can't hear you say it in the name of Jesus. I am highly favored. I am blessed amongst women. Shout it, I am blessed amongst women. Every seed that I house, that I carry, will come out as a seed of greatness, a voice of impact, a generational deliverer, a strong and mighty one. My seeds will not be caught in the web of addictions, chains, sicknesses, infirmities from hell. My seed, they are sanctified because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I bear righteous seed. I bear glorious seed. I bear sons and daughters that will be mighty upon the earth. No devil can entangle my seed in any bondage. I am free. Therefore, everything that comes out of me is free. I am light. Therefore, every seed that comes out of me is light. I'm a woman of greatness. I'm a woman of impact. I am not cheap. I am not small. I am not on a bargaining table. My destiny is set right. Only glorious people, people of greatness, connect with me. When I see them, I discern them. When I see them, I know them. Helpers of my destiny, partners in progress to build a generation for God. In the name of Jesus. Every married woman, say this. Every child, say this for your father. I declare. Women will say, my husband. Men will say, daughters will say, daughters and sons will say, my father. I declare, my husband is captured in the love of Jesus, in the light of Jesus. I declare, from today, every slavery to your background, to wherever you are coming from, I disconnect you. I disconnect you. I disconnect you. You are rooted and established in Christ Jesus. Our man shall be mighty. Our man shall be mighty. In the name of Jesus. You have brothers. Shout it. Our man shall be mighty.
When one man is correct, a whole generation can be correct. Lift up your voice. I begin to thank God in this service. We begin to thank God in this service. Begin to give him thanks in this service. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you are in this service today, you want to make a decision for Jesus. While the thanksgiving is going on, don't sit yet. While people are giving thanks, you want to commit your life into the hands of Jesus. That is when all these prayers will be activated. As at now, they are just a promise for whoever is not born again. They are the potential, the things you are capable of when Christ comes in. I want you to raise your hand wherever you are. I'm going to pray with you. You want to accept Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Raise your hand wherever you are and pray with you now. Raise it confidently. That's the first sign that you are made of your mind. Boldness. The righteous is as bold as a lion. As you're about to take the seed of righteousness, be bold now. Say after me in the name of Jesus. Today, I come in the name of the Lord and I declare by the mercies of Jesus, I receive forgiveness of sins. My name is rewritten, reestablished in God's record. I declare my sins are forgiven. I come out of darkness into light. I am born again. I am saved. I acknowledge Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. I am forgiven. Light has come in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.